This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Dan Smith, Jeremy Smith, Jay Smith are the officials here tonight. It will be Jay Smith to put it in the air. Hollinger and Sobble the jump. Carter wins the tap. And Nokomis will get it to start. Be prepared for a heavy dose of 1-2-2 ball press all the way around here tonight. Lauren Wall started it in Nokomis back in 1971, and it lives on here in 2020 at both Nokomis and Lincoln. It's worked its way into the girls program, of course, at Nokomis. Down to Sobel. Carter spins middle a little bit too strong, and the rebound down to Lincoln. Here come the Railers into the front court with Singleton. Glad you're along here tonight for Nokomis and Lincoln. Steve Kimbrough's 39th and final season. Staunton at Lincolnwood coming up next here on FM 106. In the right corner with Whiteman. Neither one of these teams will do much subbing. Frobe open for three. He rattles it home. Caden Frobe has the game's first bucket, and here comes the ball press from Lincoln. Seth Johnson into Herbstreet across the timeline with Nodal. Middle of the floor with Sobel. Nokomis handle that like they've seen the ball press a time or two before. 6:55 for the opening quarter. Down to Johnson. Jake, little ball fake rejected in there by Hollinger. Pulled down by Johnson. He got it back. He's fouled on the floor. Jake, a 6-foot sophomore. He's a post player, but Steve Kimbrough told us this morning on Sports Saturday he might be the strongest kid on the team. He looks strong in there right there. The foul goes on Hollinger, his first. Baseline out of bounds. Herbstreet gets it into Johnson. Here's Carter, 15-footer, no. Tip put back from Nodal, no good. And the rebound to the floor off of Lincoln. It'll stay with Nokomis. 6 minutes, 44 seconds for the opening quarter. Lincoln leading Nokomis 3-0. Herbstreet out to the top of the key to Seth Johnson. Here's Carter at the left elbow. Sobel draws a crowd, picks up the dribble, hands off to Seth Johnson. Back to Evan Herbstreet on the left wing with Johnson on the baseline to Sobel. Carter attacks. Now he's caught behind the backboard, leaves it off for Herbstreet. Evan's pass is tipped, stolen. Full head of steam. Will Ewald down the left side. Missed the layup. Offensive rebound to Singleton. Kicks out. Open for three. Whiteman. Yes. Off the offensive rebound, Cameron Whiteman sticks home the triple. 6-0 Lincoln. Nodal in trouble in the backcourt. Picked up the dribble. Leaves it off for Herbstreet. Into the hands now of Seth Johnson. Into the front court with Jake Johnson. That pass is tipped and stolen. Here come the Railers. Lead pass. Frobe. Layup. Good. 5 for Frobe, 8-0 Lincoln, 2 minutes gone by first quarter. Into the front court with Seth Johnson, down the left wing. Leaves it back now for Herbstreet at the volleyball spike line. The lane painted green here at Lincoln. Apollo in big red lettering just below the foul line. Of course, the Apollo Conference is where Lincoln resides. Here's Nodal on the right wing. Back between the circles to Herbstreet. Down low to Sobel. Bounced off the backboard right to Johnson. And it rattles down for Jake Johnson. Herbstreet was looking for Sobel. Threw it way too tall. Bounced off the underside of the backboard. Almost hit the foam. Deflected right to Jake Johnson. Heart of the lane. Puts it up and in. That's a way to get your first bucket. 8-2 Lincoln. Frobe left alone. 4-3. Too strong this time. Rebound back tapped by Hollinger. Picked up by the Railers and Ewald. They will reset. Here's Frobe on the right baseline. Wraparound pass. Whiteman, deep three. Canned it again. Cameron Whiteman, his second triple. He has 6-3 long balls already for Lincoln. They can shoot it. 4:50 first quarter, 11-2. Railers with the lead. Here's Sobel. Leaves it on the baseline. Nodal. Kindle rises up. Left it a little bit short. Rebound tapped around by Jake Johnson. He can't corral it. And Lincoln has the basketball with Whiteman. Ahead to Singleton. On the baseline with Frobe. Bounce pass back to Singleton. One dribble, pulls up, knocks it down. Dylan Singleton from about 9 feet out makes it 13-2 Lincoln. Elijah Allman, the freshman, up off the bench. He'll check in for Nokomis at the next whistle. Lincoln won the JV game 54-17. That ball jarred loose in the backcourt. Herbstreet loses it. Picked up by Frobe. Finger roll good. 7 for Caden Frobe. 15-2 early Lincoln. Not even halfway through the opening quarter. We approach that right now. 4:05. For the first quarter of play. Here's Jake Johnson in the left corner. That ball is tipped out. It'll stay with Nokomis as Allman at the table now. The 5'11 freshman will check in, replacing Seth Johnson. 4:02 first quarter, a hot start for Lincoln. They've hit three triples, lead 15-2. In the corner to Sobel. Carter for three. No good. Rimmed it out. Rebound tapped around. Pulled down by Landon Hollinger for Lincoln. Long pass to the front court. Frobe. He tried a long bounce pass. Sobel able to get his 6'8" frame on that. Deflected away for Lincoln's first turnover. 3:45 for the opening quarter. Here's Elijah Aumann in the backcourt with Herbstreit. Off 1 foot, falling away, gets it to Sobel in the front court. Back to Evan. Into the hands of Elijah Aumann. Pocket picked clean out there by Frobe. Caden up and down for the easy deuce. And for the freshman Aumann, he'll get an experience here tonight. 3:27 for the opening quarter. And Lincoln leading Nokomis 17-2. We're back to Lincoln High School following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Nokomis faces the pressure. They break the pressure as Aumann gets it in the front court with Sobel. Now they throw it away. Long outlet pass to Frobe. Good hustle by Herbstreit. Frobe kicks it back to Ewald, lays it up and in. Herbstreit was able to knock it away from Frobe for a moment. Evan went sliding out of bounds, but then Frobe slipped it off to Singleton for the easy bucket. Aumann checks out. Seth Johnson right back in for Nokomis. 19-2, Lincoln, 2:56 for the opening quarter. Nokomis has turned it over five times. Long bounce pass in the backcourt to Herbstreit. Off to Johnson. They need to get across the timeline. And miscommunication. Herbstreit ducked out of the way as he went down the middle of the floor. Here comes Frobe, no. Good challenge by Johnson. And the rebound down to Nokomis. Skins fortunate there. Here's Nordahl into the front court. Lincoln has Nokomis just sped up ever so slightly here in the first quarter. Of course, that's something Nokomis normally does to their opponents. That is the beauty of the 1-2-2 ball press. It will set the tone and the tempo. Sobel throws it away. He was looking for Nordahl on the far side of the lane. Seventh Nokomis turnover. Adam Grunder checks in. Seth Tungate in for Lincoln. Both juniors. In the backcourt with Singleton. Leaves it off for Whiteman on the baseline with Hollinger. Into the hands of Grunder, back between the circles. Whiteman on the wing with Tungate. Between the circles, Cameron Whiteman. In the right corner it goes with Will Ewald. 2 minutes, first quarter. Here's a deep three for Whiteman. He rattles it home. Cameron Whiteman, three triples in the quarter. He has nine, and it's 22-2 Lincoln. Nokomis still without Alex DeSetti. He'll miss several more days. They were calling it a week injury a couple days ago. That ball's deflected out off of Lincoln. It'll stay with Nokomis. Substitution at the table, Elijah Aumann, the 5'11 freshman, back for Nokomis. He'll replace Seth Johnson. 102 seconds, first quarter, 22-2 our score. Herbstreit gets it in the corner to Aumann, right back to Evan. Down to Sobel, creates space, offensive on Sobel. He lowered his shoulder, and he sent Landon Hollinger a fly-in. That was not a flop. Eighth turnover, first foul goes on Carter Sobel. Clock running, 90 seconds for the opening quarter. Lincoln has been hot from the outside, hitting four threes and forcing eight Nokomis turnovers. Here's a Whiteman. Bounce past the middle of the lane, threw it behind Singleton, turned over. Second Railers turnover. In the backcourt, Herbstreit gets it off to Aumann. There's three-quarters court pressure there off the turnover from Lincoln. Herbstreit between the circles at the volleyball spike line. High above his head and surveys now. In the right corner it goes to Kendall Nordahl. Back to Herbstreit, left wing with Aumann. Playing here on Neil Alexander Court at Lincoln. Court was dedicated for Coach Alexander back in 2018. Third all-time in the state for career wins with 8:52. That baseline jumper from Aumann left short, and the rebound down to Lincoln. Here comes Adam Grunder. Leaves it for Whiteman. Top of the key. Three for Singleton. Yes. Dylan Singleton has five, and Lincoln is making it rain here in the opening quarter. They lead 25-2, half a minute for the first 8 minutes. Here's Nordahl across the floor with Evan Herbstreit. Middle of the floor to Jake Johnson. That pass is tipped. Stolen. Lead pass to Tungate. Up and down for the easy deuce. 15 seconds for the first quarter. Lincoln leading 27-2. Nokomis has turned it over nine times. Herbstreit in trouble in the backcourt. Gets it away to Aumann. Elijah Aumann picks up the dribble. Middle of the floor. Long pass in the front court to Sobel. Carter leaves it back for Herbstreit. He doesn't know the time, and Nokomis does not get a shot off at the end of the first quarter. After 8 minutes, it is Lincoln 27, Nokomis 2. We'll come back to Lincoln High School following these messages on WSMI.
What a quarter for Lincoln. They hit five threes in the first quarter. They lead Nokomis 27-2. Nokomis turned it over nine times in the opening 8 minutes.
Railers have it to start the second quarter. Here's a corner pocket three from Hollinger. Rims out, no good. Offensive rebound down to Tungate. Kicks to Grunder for three. Why not? Adam Grunder knocks down the triple. His first bucket. Three ball number six on the night for Lincoln. 7:20 for the first half. Staunton at Lincoln Wood coming up next here on FM 106. That should be a fun ball game tonight in the woodshed. Gary Boker has the call next. Down to Sobel. Went with the left hand, a little off balance, swatted away from behind. Lincoln brings it into the front court. Here's Singleton between the circles with Hollinger. Back to Singleton. Here's Grunder in the corner. Hollinger wants the three. Missed it, a little bit short. Rebound down to Seth Johnson for Nokomis. He leaves off for Elijah Allman, 5'11 freshman. Back to Seth Johnson now on the left wing with Allman. One dribble, picked it up, looking for Johnson, high post. Jake makes the catch, back to Allman. Corner three, left it short. Offensive rebound, Sobel. Kicks to Johnson. Seth for three. Missed it off to the left, and the rebound secured by Dylan Singleton for Lincoln. Here comes Singleton. All the way to the rim with a hesitation bounce, and he missed the layup. Rebound down to Nodal. Singleton came and tried to poke it away from Kendall from behind, but Nodal strong with the basketball there. 6:20, first half. Lincoln leading 30-2. They played last year in Nokomis as Neil Alexander came home. Here we are 1 year later, almost 1 year to the day. It was January 26th last year. Really nice pregame ceremony honoring not only Steve Kimbrough, but Lauren Wallace is back in attendance tonight. They also recognized John Flowers as he was the head coach here at Lincoln the last time the football team made the playoffs back in 1984. And they pointed out during the pregame ceremony that Lauren Wallace's first year at Nokomis, he had as starters on that team Steve Kimbrough, Neil Alexander, and John Flowers. How about that? Entry pass stolen by Froby. Up, and he missed the left-handed layup to the lefty, but the rebound down to Tungate. Here's a three for Grunder. Too strong, and the rebound belongs to Sobel for Nokomis. But some things you just can't make up, and that would be it right there. That Lauren Wallace's first team at Nokomis, Kimbrough, Alexander, Flowers, all starters on that team, and now here we are all these years later, all three being recognized here at Lincoln. Down to Sobel. Carter one bounce, puts it off the window just outside the right block. Carter's first bucket. 30-4 Lincoln, 5:20 first half. Into the hands of Froby. Caden Froby dumps it in the corner with Adam Grunder. Back between the circles to Tungate. On the wing with Ewald. Back to Grunder. Into the hands of Froby. Caden, dribble drive baseline, floats it up, too strong. Rebound down to Seth Johnson. Almost had it jarred loose by Froby, but Seth able to get it back. He might have got a jammed finger on that play from Froby. Here's Herbstreit in the corner to Sobel. Carter puts it on the deck with the left hand. Back to Herbstreit between the circles. At the foul line, Jake Johnson. Off to Seth on the right wing. He picks up the dribble and throws it into the backcourt. Was it tipped? Yes. So Herbstreit can retrieve. Fires it down to Sobel, counted in the foul. With the left hand, Sobel puts it home, and he'll have a free throw. Once that ball was tipped into the back court, Herbstreit got to it quickly and then threw an absolute seed right down the heart of the floor to Sobel. Second team foul on Lincoln as they get Bobby Whiteman with the personal. Free throw for Sobel is good. He completes the old-fashioned three-point play. Kendall Nodal returning for Nokomis, and Steve Kimbrough wants a timeout. 4:40 first half, Lincoln leading Nokomis 30-7. We'll come back to Lincoln High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Lincoln High School. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios. The Rail Splitters leading the Skins 30-7. Lincoln has the ball, 4.5 minutes first half. On the baseline, dribble drive Tungate, kicks it in the left corner. Ewald for three, knocks it down. That's his first three, seventh triple of the half for Lincoln. Neil Alexander said before the game, we can shoot it. Five guards on the floor at all times for the Railers. 19-2, the two losses both in overtime, so nobody's beaten them in regulation so far this year. Here's Herbstreit In the corner it goes to Seth Johnson on the baseline. Sobel. Carter, double team, kicks out to Herbstreit's right elbow, partially blocked by Tungate, and it's pulled down by Lincoln. Long outlet pass to Frobe. Caton slows it up, leaves it back for Brody Whiteman in the corner. Now back to Frobe on the right wing, between the circles with Ewald. Finds Brody Whiteman middle of the lane, attacks, lost the handle, out of bounds. Third Lincoln turnover. So for Coach Kimbrough, 830 wins, four trips to state, finished second in 2008, third in 2013. For Neil Alexander, 852 wins, also four trips to state. He was runner-up back in 2015. First year at Lincoln for Coach Alexander back in 1990. Down in the block to Sobel. Spins to the right corner, cut off there back to Herbstreit. And that pass is too far for Seth Johnson, out of bounds. Turnover number 11 on Nokomis. I mentioned in the pregame, though, that this is the 30th year Neil Alexander's been at Lincoln. They've never had a winning football team during his time. And you would just think over the course of 30 years it would have happened once, but no. But the basketball team has more than made up for that in the success pool. Just an awesome facility here at Lincoln. Very neat experience. One of the most expansive trophy cases I've ever seen. In its cases, it is plural. And they are big, and they are jammed full of hardware. Middle of the lane, Brody Whiteman too strong for 14, and the rebound down to Nodal for Nokomis. 2:40 first half. Lincoln leading 33-7. They led 27-2 after one quarter. Nokomis still without Alex Tassetti. They're just trying to get his ankle healthy for postseason play. That's when they're really going to need Alex. It's got to be tough for him, though, to have to sit out these games during his senior year. He's been such a big part of this program. Down to Seth Johnson, fading, and he is fouled. With 2:16 to play in the first half. Jeremy Smith to the table with the call. It will be Brody Whiteman. The Smiths, they'll go anywhere to officiate. I thought I saw Jeremy down there across the way, so I walked over there and said, what are you doing here? Free throw is good for Seth Johnson. But in all seriousness, though, Jeremy Smith is one of the best, not just young officials. He's just one of the best officials you're going to find across the entire state. Seth Johnson, free throw is good. Not sure what that sound was coming from the stands, but they were going for free throw distraction, but it didn't work. Johnson put it home. I'm not sure how a human being can even make that sound. 2:15 first half. 33-9, Lincoln with the lead and the ball in the backcourt with Whiteman. He's just a sophomore. And that's one of the big differences that I did not realize until last year when Lincoln came to town. The big schools don't play JV. Frobe for three, missed it. Rebound pulled down by Tungate, lost it, and picked up by Allman. They play sophomore games before their varsity games. That's how Coach Alexander said the bigger schools usually do it. Because quite frankly, at a bigger school, by the time you're a junior, if it hasn't happened, it's probably not going to. 100 seconds for the first half. 33-9, Lincoln leading. Down to Sobel. He's going to fade from outside the paint. Yes, for Carter Sobel. He has seven. 90 seconds for the first half. We'll have the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up at the break. And of course, game two of our doubleheader, Staunton at Lincolnwood next here on FM 106. Of course, the Lancers lost a heartbreaker to Nokomis back on Wednesday in the championship of the Mohawk Classic. Here's a three ball off the mark, no good for Grunder. Offensive rebound, Frobe, and he took an inadvertent shot from Jake Johnson right across the face. Lincolnwood thought they had beaten Nokomis for the second time this year, which would have been the first time they ever did it in the Steve Kimbrough era, but Jake Johnson and the Skins had other ideas. On the right wing, with Grunder, back between the circles to Ewald. Swings it right side now with Adam Grunder. Right back to Ewald, final minute, first half. On the right wing with Seth Tungate. Into the hands of Grunder, back to Tungate. 50 seconds for the half. Diagonal pass stolen, looking for Frobe on the baseline. Fourth Lincoln turnover. 40 seconds for quarter number two, 33-11, Lincoln with the lead. They led 27-2 at the half. At the end of the first quarters, we're 30 seconds from half. Here's Nodal in the right corner. Brings it out with the bounce, picks up the dribble, finds Sobel out near midcourt. to Herbstreit in the left corner. Carter, right side of the key. No look past the nodal on the right baseline. All right, back to Carter it goes. 20 seconds for the half. Sobel leaves it back for Herbstreit. 15 seconds for the half as Evan holds out just beyond the volleyball spike line. High post to Johnson. Jake turns, fakes. Nice pump fake up and in for Jake Johnson. Good strong move. Four for Jake. 5 seconds for the half. Here comes Frobe. Gets to his spot. Rises. Left elbow. Yes for Caden Frobe at the horn. That was a professional move right there. Frobe knew exactly the spot on the floor he wanted to get to, and he worked his way right to that left elbow, rose up, and drilled it at the horn. So at the half, it is Lincoln, 35, Nokomis, 13. You're listening to the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Lincoln High School. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios as she will be producing the doubleheader here tonight on FM 106. Staunton at Lincolnwood coming up next. Gary Boker has the call from the woodshed as the Lancers take on the Bulldogs. That will be a fun ball game. It comes your way next here on WSMI. We are set for the start of the third quarter here in Lincoln. The Railers leading Nokomis 35-13. Nokomis won the second quarter 11-8, but Lincoln won the first quarter 27-2. Skins will get the basketball to start the second half. And here we go. Herbstreit, Seth Johnson, Jake Johnson, Kendall Nodal, Carter Sobel for Nokomis. Lincoln will counter with Ewald, Whiteman, Singleton, Hollinger, and Frobe. Down to Nodal, too tall, turned over. 12th Nokomis turnover. And one of the oddities for Lincoln, I don't know that I've ever seen it, but their five starters, their numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That makes it simple. 7:35 for the third quarter. Here's Frobe. He wears number 5 off to Whiteman. He wears the deuce for Lincoln. Back to Frobe on the baseline with Ewald. He's wearing number 1. Frobe for 3. Missed it. And the rebound down to Noble. Kendall Nodal with the rebound. Leaves it back for Evan Herbstreit. Into the hands of Seth Johnson. Back to Herbstreit. 7-10, third quarter. Good pep band here at Lincoln as well. This whole experience, top flight at Lincoln Community High School. Here's Herbstreit out at the volleyball spike line, and that one is airmailed over the head of Sobel out of bounds, 13th turnover. And if you throw it over the head of 6'8" Carter Sobel, you have thrown it too tall. Elijah Allman checks in for Nokomis. He'll replace Herbstreit. Exactly 7 minutes for the third quarter. In the backcourt, Lincoln has the basketball with Dylan Singleton. Nokomis waits at midcourt in the 1-2-2. On the wing with Ewald, back to Singleton. Right side of the key, Frobe. That is a deep three. No, it's a loud play. Front of the rim, laid up and in by Will Ewald. Boy, it looked like he could have stuffed it. Instead, he just laid it in. It was a perfect pass from Caden Frobe. Here's Nodal. Dangerous cross-court pass stolen. 14th turnover. Here comes Whiteman. Full head of steam. Layup, no. Frobe's follow, yes, in traffic. Sensational from Caden Frobe. He has a Baker's dozen. 39-13 Lincoln, 6:20 third quarter. Here's Allman. Gives it back to Seth Johnson. Out near midcourt, bounced it once, picked it up, leads for Allman. Right back to Seth. High post to Jake Johnson. That touch pass did not go where it was intended. Picked off by Lincoln. Whiteman ahead to Singleton for the easy deuce. 7 for Dylan Singleton. The touch pass was a good idea. I just don't think Johnson got quite as much steam on it as he wanted to. There was another near steal by Ewald. Sobel leaves for Nodal. Corner 3, no. And the rebound down to Lincoln and Singleton. Long outlet pass thrown out of bounds. The intended target was Whiteman. And for Lincoln, that will be their 5th turnover. This gymnasium seats 2,500 folks. It's more than half full, I would say, this evening. Nokomis has brought a good contingent of fans up here to Lincoln, and Steve Kimbrough wants a timeout. 5:40 for the third quarter. Lincoln leading Nokomis 41-13. We're back to Lincoln High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Lincoln High School for the Kimbrough Alexander game part 2. As these longtime friends, childhood buddies, high school teammates, both Hall of Fame coaches, both members of the 800 Win Club. Steve Kimbrough, 4th all-time with 830 wins. Neil Alexander, 3rd all-time with 852 wins. What are the odds of that? And oh, by the way, the coach they played for at the end of their high school careers.
a Hall of Famer as well, Lauren Wallace. Neil Alexander only played for Coach Wallace 1 year. Here's Almond on the dribble drive, kicks back for Nodal. Top of the key three, yes, for Kendall Nodal. First triple of the night for the Skins, and boy, do they need that. 5-10 third quarter. It was funny, Neil Alexander saying before the game about when Coach Wallace came in, the style was different as they lob it again to Ewald, deflected back, picked up by Singleton in the corner. Here's a three ball, why not? We'll trade two for three, says Cameron Whiteman, his fourth triple of the night. He has a dozen points, 44-16 Lincoln. But the first 3 years for Mr. Alexander at Nokomis, says we got a steal and a breakaway. Ewald goes up and lays it up and in at the front of the rim, 9 for Ewald. But they played up and down the floor, so Coach Alexander got all the shots he wanted to his first 3 years. Coach Wallace comes in. He wants to slow it down, play more ball control, and Coach Alexander said he got himself in trouble from time to time, taking too many shots and playing too fast. Here's a rejection of Nodal by Hollinger. Lead outlet to Frobe. Two on one. Nice slip pass. Ewald off the window. It's good. 11 for Will Ewald off the nice find from Caden Frobe. 48-16 Lincoln as we approach the midway point of the third quarter. Back between the circles with Seth Johnson on the wing with Nodal. Kendall Nodal in the corner. It goes to Jake Johnson. Lobs it back to Kendall. Back between the circles, Seth Johnson, and threw it over the head of Sobel again. 17th turnover. Picked up by Hollinger. Lead pass, Ewald. Returns the favor to Frobe off the window. It's good. 15 for Frobe. So Frobe gave Ewald an easy bucket with a nice pass, and now Ewald gives it right back to Caden. 50-16 Lincoln. 3:35 third quarter. Staunton Lincoln Wood coming up next here on FM 106. Here's Almond. Out on the right wing, back between the circles to Seth Johnson. Seth Johnson picks up the dribble, leaves it back for Nodal. Kendall Nodal into the hands of Jake Johnson. That pass is tipped, nearly stolen. Johnson able to get it right back. Attacks left block, pivots around, cut off there, and his outlet pass to Sobel stolen. 18, Nokomis turnovers. Lead pass, Ewald, layup good. 13 for Will Ewald. 52-16, Lincoln with the lead. Nokomis with the ball. This night, though, has very little to do with whatever the final score winds up being. And this is about Coach Kimbrough and Coach Alexander as Sobel rises and hits from the free throw line. He has 9. 2:45 for the third quarter. It's just, it's mind-blowing. It really is to think about two kids from Fillmore and where they are 40-plus years later. Frobe's 3 is off the mark. To both be in the top 5 all-time in coaching victories in this state. I mean, this is a basketball-rich state. And to have Coach Kimbrough with 830 and fourth all-time, and Coach Alexander with 852 third all-time, that is simply remarkable. Here's Sobel. Slips it down on the baseline to Nodal. Back to Seth Johnson, open for 3, left it a little bit short. Offensive rebound, Almond falling out of bounds, able to save it to Jake Johnson. Johnson on the attack, left block, cut off there, and he's fouled from behind by Caden Frobe. Dan Smith, Jeremy Smith, Jay Smith have done a good job officiating this ball game here tonight. 2:05 for the third quarter. Herbstreit returns for Nokomis, replacing Almond. You know, the difference is between big school basketball and small school basketball. I mean, they're wide. There's definitely a big gap. But the biggest difference to me has always been the physicality. As Herbstreit rises, left it short, off the right baseline, out of bounds, it goes to Lincoln. When you watch a 3A or a 4A game, or back in the day, a 2A game when it was the two-class system, just the physical play that players play through and that they're allowed to play through. A lot of times in small schools, some softer contact results in a foul. That is not the case when you play big school basketball. You're going to play through contact. Here's an open three for Grunder. Yes, Adam Grunder knocks down the three. That's his second triple. It's 55-18 Lincoln, 90 seconds, third quarter. Both these teams played and won last night. Nokomis beat Metro East Lutheran 45-34, and Lincoln, they hammered Muhammad Seymour by 30. Sobel, 4-3, yes. Carter Sobel now has a dozen. 12 of the 21 for Nokomis, 70 seconds, third quarter. Into the front court, Cameron Whiteman leaves it off for Ewald. Top of the key to Singleton.
Hand off with Grunder in the corner. Another three. No, too strong that time from Whiteman. Offensive rebound, Singleton stripped on the way up by Jake Johnson, and he pulls it down for the Skins. Hands off to Evan Herbstreit. 55 seconds for quarter number three. Here's Sobel in the left corner. Back to Seth Johnson. On the right side of the key with Herbstreit. Into the hands of Nodal. Dangerous pass. Going to be deflected away by Singleton. Stolen by Singleton. He attacks. Lays it off the window. It's good. 9 for Dylan Singleton. 57-21. Lincoln. 35 seconds. Third quarter. Clock will run in the fourth quarter. And we'll get you shipped off to the woodshed in Raymond for Staunton and Lincolnwood. Here's Herbstreit out between the circles. On the bounce with the left hand, leaves it back for Seth Johnson in the corner to Sobel. With 18 seconds for the quarter, back out it goes to Nodal between the volleyball spike line and the midcourt stripe. Herbstreit comes and gets the basketball now with 10. Still at the volleyball spike line with 8. Here's Evan with 5. Needs to go. Down to Jake Johnson. Drop step off the window. It's good for Johnson. Good strong move there. 6 for Jake. And after three quarters, it is Lincoln 57. Nokomis 23. We'll come back with fourth quarter action from Lincoln following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Megan Cordy back here at Lincoln High School. Well, I'm here at Lincoln. Megan's back in our WSMI studios producing the action here on FM 106. As game two of our doubleheader coming up next, Staunton at Lincolnwood from the woodshed in Raymond. Here in Lincoln, the Rail Splitters leading Nokomis 57-23. This will be the second and final time these two programs meet. Of course, Coach Kimbrell will retire after this year. And when he goes on the road this year, it's like when one of those professional ball players goes on the retirement circuit. He has acknowledged, presented all sorts of plaques and all sorts of other goodies. So it's been real nice to see all the different schools, teams, players, coaches in recognition of Coach Kimbrough throughout this entire year. He's done so much for the game of basketball in Montgomery County and beyond, really. Three ball from Whiteman, no. Rebound tapped back to Cameron. He lays it up and in. 14 for Whiteman. 59-23 Lincoln. Here's Allman on the left wing, down in the block to Sobel. Carter back to Allman. Elijah, one dribble, pulls up, left it short. Rebound down to Cameron Whiteman. Lead pass to Grunder, layup is good. He lost his balance ever so slightly as he crossed midcourt, but he was able to regain his composure and lay it up and in. Staunton at Lincolnwood next. That game has not started yet. We should be able to bring that to you live here on FM 106. 61-23 Lincoln, inside of 7 minutes for the ball game here. Staunton Lincolnwood coming up next. Here's Allman, leaves it back for Herbstreit. In the corner, Nodal for three, too strong. Long rebound out to Herbstreit. He rises from the elbow, around and out, no good. Rebound tapped by Sobel, picked up by Allman. And Nokomis can reset. Here's Carter in the right corner. Attacks, fading, no good. He thought there was contact and maybe a whistle coming. But no, we play on. 6.5 for the ball game. Here's Whiteman in the corner for Grunder. Open three, way too strong. Aired it, and the rebound down to Nodal for Nokomis. Clock running, 6:20 ball game. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Steve Kimbrough. 6:14 for the ball game. Nokomis trailing Lincoln, 61-23. The Railers lead. We're back to Lincoln High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Nokomis timeout, Skins have the basketball. Jake Johnson between the circles. Leaves it off for Herbstreit in the right corner. Evan Herbstreit brings it back near midcourt off to Allman. Right back to Evan it goes. Inside of 6 for the ball game. Here's Herbstreit. That pass tipped and stolen. Picked off there by Jaden Klopp. That lead pass from Brody Whiteman is tipped out of bounds. It's last touch by Nokomis, and it'll stay with the Railers. Staunton Lincolnwood coming up next here on FM 106, and we will have it live for you as soon as we are done here from Lincoln. Running clock here, so in 5 minutes and 30 seconds, we will be finished. Out front with Trent Kohler for Lincoln. In the corner with Grunder. On the baseline it goes to Klopp. Back to Kohler. Left side of the key to Whiteman. That's Brody Whiteman. Whiteman left side of the key. He'll trigger the three. Rimmed it out, no good. Offensive rebound won't stay down for Tungate. And eventually Elijah Allman pulls it down for Nokomis. 5 minutes to play here at Lincoln. What an awesome facility this is. Down to Sobel. Draws four defenders, and he's fouled. Seth Tungate giving up about 8 inches. Just had a hold of Carter's arm right there. Tried to rip the ball away. 4 minutes, 45 seconds for the ball game. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. Almond out, Nodal back in for the Skins. 61-23. Here's Sobel in the left corner, open for three. Missed it, and the rebound down to Lincoln and Brody Whiteman. Here comes Whiteman right down the heart of the floor. Kicks it in the right corner to Elijah Paulus. Back to Grunder. He wants the three. Too strong, and the rebound down to Sobel for Nokomis. Lincoln jumped the Skins in that first quarter. It was 27-2 after one. Lincoln came out on fire, hit five threes in the opening quarter and forced nine Nokomis turnovers. That was really the ball game in a lot of different ways. Deflected out halfway through the fourth quarter, 61-23 Lincoln. Herbstreith will throw it in on the baseline in the front court. Gets it into Sobel, middle of the lane, tried to oop it up and in, missed it, gets his rebound back, lays it up and in. 14 for Carter Sobel. 3:40 for the ball game. Staunton, Lincolnwood next from the woodshed in Raymond. Gary Booker will have the call. We'll have live coverage there as soon as we're done from Lincoln. Here's a three from Grunder, no. Rebound, offensive. Kohler, he's open for three. No. That ball is tapped back out of bounds, and it will be Nokomis ball. Almost bounced off the head of the Lincoln Railer mascot on the far side of the floor. He's plopped down right in front of the Lincoln student section. Tyler Saucy checks in. Peyton Cook checks in. Cook, you know that name here at Lincoln, and you wonder if he's related to Brian. Didn't think to ask Coach Alexander before the ball game because he's wearing number 34, just like Brian Cook did here at Lincoln, and that jersey is retired. Just makes you wonder if there's a relation there. Down to Jake Johnson. He puts it up and in. Eight for Johnson, a bucket in each of the four quarters. 2:45 for the ball game. Stay tuned. Staunton Lincolnwood coming up next here on WSMI-FM. 106. Right side of the key with Kohler. Trent Kohler, top of the key, leads for Peyton Cook. He's a 6'3 freshman. Left side of the key with Grunder. Here's a three, right side of the key, put home by Kohler. Trent Kohler's first bucket, 64-27. 2:10 ball game. Going to get an official timeout for some substitutions. Cooper Bertolino will check in. He is a 5'11 sophomore. Ty Nodal checking in, a 5'9 junior. Landon Engelman, a 5'8 sophomore, is on the floor. Jake Johnson stays on the floor along with Elijah Allman. 2 minutes for the ball game. I want to thank Neil Alexander, all the people here at Lincoln. Amazing hospitality and graciousness for us here when we came into town. So we thank all the folks at Lincoln, specifically Neil Alexander, for the way they treated us here tonight. Of course, our basketball sponsors, without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast throughout the year. Without them, we don't bring you any sports on the Tally broadcasting stations. Ball deflected out. Nokomis keeps possession. Here is Ty Nodal. Leaves it off for Almond. Back to Nodal. High post to Jake Johnson. Johnson pivots around, leaves it for Landon Engelman. Engelman back near midcourt with Nodal. 80 seconds for the ball game. Here's Allman. Had trouble with the handle, able to corral. Gets it back to Ty Nodal. In the corner it goes to Engelman. Landon Engelman dribble drive, and he's fouled. Going to have free throws for Landon Engelman, the 5'8 sophomore. We'll be into the final minute here. 64-27. Lincoln with the lead. And this is always the weird thing to me about the running clock when you're at the free throw line. You probably had about a little over a minute when the foul was called. Now we're at 45 seconds as the first free throw from Engelman is no good. Come on now, Landon. Knock down this toss and get yourself in the scorebook, buddy. Takes a deep breath. Four bounces, a spin. Good knee bend, the release, and too strong. Rebound picked up off the floor by Adam Grunder. 64-27, 25 seconds. Stay tuned. Staunton Lincolnwood just moments away here on WSMI-FM 106. 18 seconds for the ball game, and now the Railers will hold
And your final score tonight will be Lincoln 64, Nokomis 27. But this was about a lot more than one basketball game. A great pregame ceremony that honored Steve Kimbrough. It honored Neil Alexander. It honored Lauren Walls. It was a great night befitting of those three men, all Hall of Fame coaches. And, of course, former teammates Neil Alexander and Steve Kimbrough played for Lauren Wallace back at Nokomis. And now the two-game series is done. Lincoln won it last year at Nokomis. The Railers take it tonight over the Redskins, 64-27. So career win 8-53 for Neil Alexander. That is going to do it here from Lincoln. It's time now to get you to the woodshed for Staunton and Lincolnwood. Gary Booker has the call right now on WSMI.